Hey kids, and welcome back to Do the Kids Know. That is the show where we talk about race, media, politics, and pop culture in Triple K Canada. I am Prakash, host number one, and my other host number one is Kristen. Say hey.
Hey, there's two ones.
Yeah, because we're equal partners in this partnership. And we are here to close up season three of this year's show. We made it to 22 episodes, which is, you know, I think the standard number of episodes in a comedy television series. And so that'd be appropriate to end here. And then we'll take a little break before season four. And so, but before we do that, we thought we'd spend this episode thinking back to our previous seasons, this season, and forecast what will happen next.
Neat.
But first, let's talk about CoStar. Kristen, do you want to start us off with how CoStar read you this week?
I will, because it wasn't a read, because it didn't make any sense. So this week, CoStar missed the mark a lot. But I think the one that missed the mark the most, and therefore was the most hilarious, was Tuesday when CoStar said, "Don't ignore the red flags just because you want to be in love."
Yes. And I remember in my head cackling loudly.
I cackled out loud.
But then I was like, I know people who need to hear that.
Yeah.
Or who should have heard that, but it's too late now.
You did say that. Oh no, it's too late. Oh, awkward.
I mean, listen. But at least that's not a struggle you have to face.
No,
it's on top of your many other struggles.
Right?
Listen.
I'm like, I do have struggles, but not this one. No. This is not my struggle, CoStar. The way that this is not my struggle. Oh, man. So CoStar really missed the mark with that one. And I thought it was really, still think it's really, really funny how far off the mark that is.
I guess it doesn't have to be limited to like romantic love. You could think about, you know, listen, sometimes if that plant does not want to live, you have to just let it go, Kristen.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, for all the people I know who I think would have like good boundaries, even, you know, amongst like friends, families, or whatever, I'm like, all right, it's you.
Yeah.
Not taking any bullshit.
No, I don't have time. If there's anything that my body has taught me, I don't have time for this. There are other things that I need to put first. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I hope that you all are putting yourself first in the same way.
Yeah. We can only hope. My CoStar, I'm not sure whether or not it's on or off the mark. You can tell me.
Can I?
It's also, it once again doubles as a six-word story.
Ooh, fun.
It is a question asking, where do you keep your sadness? Why did you gasp? Chris is crying.
I am not okay.
I'm crying because I didn't. Okay, usually when I see these, I just see the like your day at a glance. But I'm looking at it in the calendar part of CoStar, and it has like a fuller explanation.
Oh no.
Let me just cut to paragraph three.
Oh god.
Where it says, "Your main challenge now." is to simplify your everyday life.
Okay.
So that it's easier to endure this period of insecurity and confusion.
Shit.
Oh, and then speaking of what we just talked about, it continues. There is no limit to suffering. It is a marvel that any of us survive. You will never have enough tears for the exponential potential for human affliction. Wow. Try not to stoke the flames of your angst.
Shit. CoStar said you're a sad bitch right now. And that's okay.
I mean, I think at the time it might have been cancer season still. The end of cancer season. No, we were fully in Leo season. I don't know. I can't explain it. But, yeah. Where do I keep my sadness, Kristen?
Yeah. I don't know. Because you don't cry, so.
No.
Do you even know what your sadness is?
I don't know. I actually was talking about this yesterday, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. Like, so few things, like, really upset me. To the point of, like, sadness and not just, like, frustration.
Is upset the same as sadness? Does sadness equal tears?
I think that's how I tend to think of it. Like, something is upsetting. I don't know. I think this is going to require some more introspection, mm-hmm. reflection, and mm-hmm. we'll reconvene another time off air.
Yeah. Like, read the rest of the paragraphs from CoStar and have some things. Yeah.
Yeah. But it has been my mid-year resolution to work on my mind-body disconnect. So,
ooh, I like it.
Because, yeah, my therapist, too, would often ask me, like, when I'd be talking about, like, emotions or feelings or whatever, she'd ask, like, where like, did I feel that in my body? And I'm just like,
you don't know.
I don't know her. Me and my body, strangers.
Mm.
So I'm trying to work on that relationship, that intrapersonal relationship.
Mm, that's nice.
All right. So let us move smoothly into our topic this week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back at season 3. But before that, let's look even back further to seasons 1 and 2. Because we've been doing this now for, I think this month it's, yeah, we have been doing this for over 3 years. Our little pandemic project. Why are you laughing?
Because I just, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. There's, like, over 70 episodes.
That's crazy.
I know. Who knew we had so much to say? We did. Could we be talking?
I knew you did.
Wow.
I didn't even mean that sideways. I'm just like, real thoughts. You talk, and true. I listen.
I do be talking a lot. And now that's my whole job, basically.
Yeah. I mean, that's why the job makes sense. What you mean?
Yeah. Writing my little articles.
Yeah.
Which is a form of talking, right?
Well, it's getting your thoughts out there.
Communication, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but looking, like, way back at season 1, you know, this is, like, a pandemic project that, you know, really, like, came out of the Black Lives Matter resurgence that we saw in June of 2020. And so, looking back at season 1... This is kind of like my I'm going to give my impressions of our past seasons.
Okay.
The season 1, there was really like a kind of urgency in doing some like really 101 anti-racism education since I think both of us probably like most like, you know, especially you as a Black woman receiving a lot of the, oh my God, I had no idea, or tell me this, or I read this book, or see the news, or, you know. All of those things, which actually be going to further detail in an upcoming episode that will come up sometime. So I won't belabor the point, but clearly the style and tone of the podcast has shifted, where we went like less scripted, more conversational. Also using the space as a way to like really also engage in dialogue, where we ourselves are learning from each other, that we weren't always like at the same point of departure in the topics. So season 1 sees a lot of like these like 101 discussions, and then
here is the topic, here are the definitions, here's the things you need to know, here are your resources to learn more. Please stop asking all of your colored friends for this information.
Yeah. And don't ask me IRL. It's there. We were preemptively doing the work that we knew would be asked for. So that was like season one in a nutshell. Season two, I think, is when we added the ant politics to our introduction. Because you really can't extract the racism and the way that we live, racist institutions, structural and systemic racism cannot really be removed from the ongoing politics here in this country and in the provinces and the cities that we live in. And so we started going more into contemporary politics, some more Canadian history to explain how we got here and why we're still here and how none of these things are new, and that, you know, really going back into these like structural unpacking of these like structural dynamics. And also looking, both through historical and contemporary lenses. Yeah, which leads us to season three, which we started in January 2022. At a bit of a slower pace than we did seasons one and two. And I think that thematically, most of season three, I think, would fall under the category of critique.
I think so. It was much more, this is what's going on, and here's why we hate it.
Yeah, looking at really more kind of like specific devices through which like issues of racism become pervasive, micro and macro ways. For example, we talked about blackface and digital blackface and, you know, like how these concepts continue to like live in various forms, kind of more on like a on like a micro scale, but a macro scale, the way kind of like gentrification, especially in somewhere like Montreal, that has seen like the forced expulsion of black people and people of color out of neighborhoods. Through these like revitalization projects or whatnot,
quote unquote,
employer racism at a more of a macro scale. So now we're thinking more about season four. What's next?
But before we get there, I want to talk a bit about season three and like wrap it up. Like, how was season three for you? You hate that.
I'm like, being asked questions, interesting. Season three, I think both of us had a lot of changes happen in our personal lives between 2022 and 2023.
Yeah.
We both moved, you to a whole other province, city. Me, still a Montreal girly, but I feel like this was like also like a big move for me emotionally. Yeah, we both finished our Saturn returns, so the astrological girlies will know. I will not elaborate. but big changes happened. You can just Google Saturn return if you're not familiar.
I mean, they would have done that anyway.
Hopefully.
Well, now they're going to, specifically because you said to.
Because if you're under 30, it might be worth seeing what's coming. And I think that we have felt like less, I mean, the urgency is always there to, of doing the work of learning and unlearning. I think where I personally have lost the urgency is for when it's me, myself, and I doing the work of teaching, especially when it comes to these like one-on-one topics. Like recently I've been, as part of my work, I've been doing these like tours in the Old Port of Montreal, explaining how this like very commercial street used to be the kind of like slave auction street and the history of like slavery in Canada and Quebec and how this exists. It has a 200-year history of enslavement in Canada that's like rarely talked about, and that is not only people who are like extracted from Africa who are put into slavery who have this life, but also they were like indigenous Pawnee people from the U.S. who were also forcibly brought to Canada to be enslaved. And it's like a lot of kind of like every day, like not every day, but often I'm like giving this tour, like, you know, walking through Montreal, explaining this history, being like, oh yes, like at the very, it's such a, to me now, it feels like such a basic point that, like, of course this whole nation was founded upon theft, genocide, yeah, extractivism. And it comes up so much in my work that I'm like exhausted of like having the same conversation over and over again. I kind of like, I'm sure that there is like an academic term for this or something, but like, I think we talk about climate grief a lot, like how we just like live under these like unavoidable, unignorable conditions of the climate catastrophe. Like I saw articles yesterday about how like, it's no longer global warming, it's global boiling, that this is like the hottest July on record. And like, you can't, like, this year alone, we've had like tornado warnings, hurricane warnings, forest fires, floods, all in July, all in the last like 3-4 weeks. And it's so like, you can't look away. And also the same thing, there's like, as an individual, there is kind of like nothing you can do. Of course, collective action can do things, but you alone cannot Greta Thunberg your way into solving anything. And so we just live with this grief that like, the world as we know it will end, is ending, has ended. And it feels like, you know, very difficult to live. And I feel that like, a lot of us BIPOC folk who have like been very involved for a long time about the unlearning and unlearning of like how racism is so embedded into the fabric of life in North America, in Canada, in the US, of course other nations as well, but speaking from my experience, that it's already so present in my life that I don't want to continue to like dwell on these points that are become more and more frustrating the more, you know, we evoke them. So I think that this has like pushed us to not do as much of the like, here are articles, here are facts, here are resources, because like we have been doing those, not only the two of us on the podcast, but like this work has been, has been being done over so long. And at this point, if you have not caught up, I don't know what to, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, but clearly it's not going to be me who's like leading you into the light. You know, you can like bring a horse to water or whatever, but yeah.
I think that was also like part of the impetus for season one, because it was like, oh, well, we've been having these conversations. We always have had these conversations, and clearly other folks in our circles have not been having these conversations. Here's the tools and resources you need to have the conversations we've been having. And I think that part of it now is realizing that the dissonance out there is even wider than it was before. And so I want to go back to having the conversations that I've always had without taking on worrying about what's happening out there. Like, if you've gotten to this point and you still feel like you don't need to have these conversations and worry about these things, that's on you. Because all of the resources are there. All of the tools are there. And there are people around you who are willing to be there with you in this. And if that's not enough, I don't know what will be enough for you.
I'm also, like, assuming at this point that the people that we're speaking to, either we are like preaching to the choir in a sense, and people are feeling validated by the things that we're saying, that like, I think often we sort of feel like we live in a silo in which like me and you are knowledgeable about these things to like a certain degree, but then like the people that we see every day, maybe like our coworkers or like older family members, might not be like so up to date with like the facts and figures. Either that's, this is my impression, that either that is the, you know, that's who we're speaking to, people who are not necessarily educating, but are kind of like showing our solidarity with, or that, you know, that there is someone else who's like feeling the same way as you do about the way that society functions and is formed. Or like my other kind of imagined audience are people who are like left-ish who are like, I think maybe having some of these thoughts, and like, I guess the hope is that they're like, that people are still learning, or maybe like developing also these tools of media and political analysis, of critique, that they're like hearing us like work through our own questions through dialogue, that people are also able to do this exercise with us, which I think is probably where we're going to keep going, but maybe with a different kind of lens.
Yeah.
So should we talk about where we're going? What might change?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we'll come back in January with our brand new season 4. We'll probably have a similarly like relaxed, release schedule as Chris and I take on like, too much.
Speak for yourself. Usual.
I mean, you told me like literally the other day how you're working a new contract.
I did. You're right.
Yeah. Like Kristen be so busy that like she has been to Montreal now post leaving at least twice for professional things. And I have not seen her because her window is so short and my window stay covered with stickers of events and obligations that
I will also just say that the times that I've been to Montreal, it's been one day. Like literally train in the morning and then train out in the evening. I go specifically for that event.
Fair. All this to say that we'd be busy. I think we're going to go, me, myself, and I, Prakash Krishnan, MA in Media Studies, is to go back into, I'm not sure if it's go back into the right phrasing, but to do more of like media deep dives on like specific media objects. Mm-hmm. I think we both read a lot of like really fascinating books that I'm excited to like talk and share.
Yeah, it's also that like during season 3, I think that we both, as we've been turning away from like what are the resources, what are the tools, we've been turning back to things that have just been like fun or interesting. And I think that we want to share that back, and season 4 will give us a chance to do that.
Yeah, because I think it's maybe back in 1 or like season 2, we would share off on our Instagram like things that we are reading.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sort of like my problem, I think like before my issue with social media, like pre-podcast, was that like this is not an effective platform in which to communicate complex and nuanced ideas. And so the podcast format that gives you more time, you can like, talking in, I guess it's not real time because they're recorded, but this is like the pace in which I talk. I can get a lot more information in the same breath than I can like, typing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm like mimicking. This is like doing the actions of typing, but this is a audio medium. But I feel that there are often limits still with the podcasting because like we can't really, there's always nuance and caveats and specificities that get lost when you have to wrap a whole conversation or a whole topic within 40 minutes or less. But then, other kinds of media like books, television series, documentaries, these are also, other forms with their own limitations. But then by looking at larger texts, such as a book, to explore a topic like COVID versus a collection of news articles, which we know also have like their own limitations, I think will like give us a chance to have like a really important source material from which we can like do good analysis and take our collective knowledge further. So I feel like that's probably where we'll be headed in the new year, new season.
I think so. It'll be fun.
Do you have any like hopes or goals or things you want to accomplish in the next season, next year, or in the interim, Kristen?
That's a good question, but I hate that you asked it. I guess that I'm really just hoping that like we can I don't know, have conversations that get people thinking and talking. Like, that is always the goal here, to have the sorts of conversations that we always have and then record them so that other people can think about the same things that we're thinking about, talk about the same things that we're talking about, like spark further conversation, because these are things that people should be thinking about, talking about in a wider context. Yeah, I think that that's my hope, is to like spread these conversations even further, because like there are folks who listen to the podcast who we don't know. And so I'm interested to see what comes of their conversations, because we don't even know those folks. And so, yeah, I'm excited for the far-reaching nature of conversation.
Yeah, me too. I'm always curious to see, like, you know, to like hear people's feedback. Yeah, I'm also interested to see like what kinds of texts we're gonna be circulating, like between ourselves, between like, I feel like I've read a lot of like really interesting books recently, and there's one where I kind of like offhand mentioned it to a friend who I don't really like necessarily, who I know is a reader, but then of like more of like trade publications. And so when I mentioned this book, I think I just mentioned it because I don't know, I just like said it in passing, but then they read it and had like so much to say and was like,
oh nice,
yeah, not someone who I typically talk to about like about books or like even like, like the topic of this book was like also like kind of heavy and like not particularly about race or anything, but just like about social conditions. And I was like, oh, this is like really, I'm surprised that you like latched onto it like so deeply and like that you really like got something from that, because I don't think you were the intended audience. but I'm like really glad that, you know, and then we're that is like through this we're able to, I think, also kind of like deepen our relationship, because now that I know that you can be reached through this medium, like maybe I don't think they listen to this podcast, but it's like, so maybe this is not, no medium is for every person, but
yeah,
it was just interesting. And then something I've like gotten like a lot of like recommendations of like really interesting books recently that
nice.
I think also I'm excited to like do more reading and read more widely now that school is in the past. And yeah, I'm like tired of TV. I'm not sure about you, but I've sort of like fallen out of my TV watching practices, and I'm like, I have time.
Oh,
I mean, I'm like back into reading and movies.
I mean, I watch murder shows, so weird note to end on.
Barbenheimer, have you seen it?
No.
I saw Barbie. I think you like it.
Probably. It would require that I leave my house, so I'll probably just wait until I don't have to leave it to watch it.
I think it's worth the theatrical viewing. Maybe not now. Wait until it's been a few weeks.
I'm sure that it is. And I'm equally sure that I will probably not leave my house to watch it in a theater.
Okay. this is also where we're to end. So maybe we can end it there, wherever there is. And we will see you in 2024 with season 4. But in the meantime, you will still hear from us. We have some bonus stuff that will be coming out between now and then. Mm-hmm. We have our monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. And
which we will do a better job of sending out on time. And that all.
And yeah, I mean, it's summertime. Okay, I'm literally like recording this at my workspace, and I'm sure like aside from like the random people walking through that there is no one in this building who is like working. And I think it's just a sign that, you know, we should all be taking it easy. It's summer. It's so hot. Yeah. No thoughts, just hot.
No thoughts, just hot. Stay in the know.
Stay in the know. Bye.
Bye.
You can find us on these here internets, on the social medias, at the handle Do The Kids Know, or at dothekidsknow.ca. You can subscribe to our monthly newsletter at tinyletter.com/dothekidsknow and visit our Patreon to show your appreciation with one-time or monthly tips. If you've got questions, comments, or concerns, email us at dothekidsknow@gmail.com. And finally, please rate, review, and subscribe. That helps other kids stay in the know.